Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Yeah, you saw him in Hunter, Land's End, Agent X. He's everywhere. NCIS here just a couple of seasons ago. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, Mike Horn. How you doing? Good
doing
to see
good.
You.
Good
hope
to be with
everybody
you.
Listening in is in watching on the podcast or in good spirits. We're often ready to go on another week's incredible gathering of sports thoughts and wisdom.
I couldn't have said it better myself, so I'm glad you said that, Fred. That's very good. And I might add that over the next few weeks, we are kind of early taping the show for our big weekend edition. We're taping Tuesdays at 2 o'clock Pacific time in case you want to catch the live video when we do it. Otherwise, the video is always up at YouTube, and it's always up at Facebook Live, among other places. And our radio show, of course, comes to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and Sirius XM.
Wow.
And enjoy the big program, as we got a lot to talk about here. We got coaches being fired on the Lakers. We got baseball getting underway and who's going to win and what the early looks of the team look like. We got football news in there. We have a lot of stuff, Fred.
We've also got Dan Snyder being caught red-handed stealing money.
Oh, boy, that's a big one. He's the owner of the Is it the Washington Redskins? I can't remember. What's the name of the team? The Washington football team?
I call them the Redskins still because I don't think anything they say or do is legitimate. Washington Commanders is
Commanders,
what they're going by now.
That's what they're going by.
You know, I threw out my opinion of what the name should be.
Okay.
The DC Dragons.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good one. The DC Dragons, come on.
So you got to go with that.
You have to. The DC Dragons.
You know, if I was sitting on the panel, on the commission here in Washington, I would call Dan Snyder, that pencil neck. I'd call him in and say, change the name to DC Dragons, and we'll let you off the hook.
Can we still lobby for that? Because, you know, if they sell the team, maybe it'll go through another name change.
Yes.
We're going to get all the details for you on that one. That one just came up here. We got to analyze that for you and a whole lot more. So settle back, relax. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network, CRNtalk.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Yeah, the all-pro defensive end. Number 89, as we like to call him here at the CRN Broadcast Center and at Sports Byline Radio and at Sirius XM. Hey, 89! There you see, he looked up. See what happened when he happened on us? Number 89.
Yeah.
He has that number. A lot of people don't know this, but Fred, when he goes to the beach, so he doesn't forget who he is, has the 89 tattooed actually onto his back. That's you were one of the first football
and
players.
And the original size, too.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's number 89.
They go, why would someone do that?
We're just kidding, everybody. Welcome back here to the show. And a reminder for you, we're doing this show on Tuesdays, 2 o'clock Pacific time, and then it replays for you throughout the week at various times when you're listening to it here. And you can watch the video live. You can go to get the video at Facebook Live, at YouTube. And, of course, you can hear the program live every weekend and weekdays.
It's on multi-platforms, Mike.
All at Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and also the great Sirius XM. That's very
yes.
good. Now, let's talk a little bit about this. It's we got the government in on this thing. Joe Biden hasn't weighed in on this, but someone wake him up later.
Well, Hunter is yet to know about it, so someone wake him up,
yeah.
And then maybe he can.
You're Hunter or Hunter Biden?
No, Hunter Biden,
oh, gotcha.
Not me. I want nothing to do with this deal.
What if they brought back Hunter and it was the story of you and Hunter Biden? Wouldn't that be a great TV show, Hunter? And it's everybody named Hunter.
Beats Hunter Biden into a oil slick and throws him into the ocean.
Was that in the TV Guide? Did you see that?
That's going to be a great show. You can tape it if you wish.
New episodes.
And then you can reboot it anytime you want.
Now, speaking of booting, here it is. The U.S. House Oversight Committee has sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission saying that they found evidence that the NFL's Washington Commanders football team, actually last year they were the Washington football team, so let's not get confused. Now they're the Commanders. Commanders are clean. It's the Washington football team engaged in unlawful financial conduct. The letter the AP got a hold of, it's the Associated Press.
Got to be a mistake somewhere.
The committee said the team withheld ticket revenue from visiting teams and refundable ticket deposit from season ticket holders. So that means you play, when you're a visiting team, and Fred, you can enlighten us on this.
Okay.
When the Rams came came to play in Washington back when they were the Redskins, not to confuse everybody.
Yeah, we don't play the Commanders. We play the Redskins.
You got like half the gate or whatever the percentage is. And along with that, if you have season tickets and they didn't play a game and there's a refund, you got refunds. Apparently, the Washington Commanders have not given back that money. Now, I would argue as a lawyer, if I were one, that, hey, we're talking about the Washington Commanders. We haven't played one game yet as the Washington Commanders,
hey,
so throw the thing out of court.
Don't sell yourself short. I mean,
That's pretty good, isn't it?
If I needed someone in a pinch,
you're the guy. Thank you. That would be my argument, but apparently they're not
listening
to me.
No, it's a good one.
So apparently there's a former employee that testified in front of Congress, no less, saying the team had two separate financial books.
Oh, no. That's not good.
That's not good. One with the underreported ticket revenue that went to the NFL, and one with the full, complete picture of the revenues.
You mean,
two
sets of books.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. That paper sack? Is there a paper sack in here?
We got two sets of books for you there, Rocky. We're going to take care of you, huh?
Meet me at the Denny's, we'll exchange books.
So they had two sets of books, and according now to... testimony, Dan Snyder, you mentioned here.
Oh yes,
the former owner of the team was aware of the numbers being shared with the league, while also being privy to the actual books and the actual data.
Oh no, geez,
this is not.
This is just a misunderstanding, is all.
Did I tell you my defense is this is the Washington Commanders, and they have to be thrown out of court, and then Dan should leave town and go live in Bulgaria or something? This is serious stuff, Fred.
Well, you would think it is, but here's what's really funny, is that it's happening in Washington, D.C., where all of the mayhem has been happening in the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So this has got somewhere in here, you're going to find Donald Trump. Somewhere in here.
Yeah, he'll get blamed for it.
He's going to get blamed for it. And so you've got Dan Snyder, who is yet to step out of his plush motorhome up to the microphone and explain himself to the people, Commanders?
Yeah. In this case, it was the Washington football team last year, but now it's the Commanders.
I'm going back to Washington football team.
Did I mention we should throw the case out of court because not known as the Commanders last year when this information was shared? It's tough. This is a tough thing. And here, Fred, just to give you a little bit more information, so just to make it fair for you, apparently with Dan Snyder, the owner, aware that there were two sets of books, one that was shared with the league and the other one that had the actual data of revenue, one that had the ticket prices not refunded, not given their half to the other visiting team, or giving refunds back to the season ticket owners that didn't do it, and the other one that they held for Washington.
Yeah.
So according to this, the practice is known as juice. So this is called, I guess, juicing in a different way. It's called juice inside the Washington front office. They apparently, the Commanders, the Washington football team, and the Redskins call this juice. And if that testimony is correct, this could spell significant trouble for Dan Snyder and for the former Redskins football team and now Commanders.
So you mean there could be a haircut in this for Dan?
Could be a shave.
It could be a prison.
Something was shaved.
A nice prison a light around the ears, maybe?
Let me ask you this question. You played football. When did Dan Snyder, did he own the team when you were playing?
I never knew him to steal money because I never knew him at that time.
You didn't, but he owned the team. Didn't he own the Redskins?
No.
So he's fairly new in this game.
No. We had Jack Kent Cook.
Oh, that's correct.
The great entrepreneur.
He's the one that was a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, he came down here.
He came down and owned a lot of teams.
And waved a bunch of dollars around, American entrepreneurs who happened to own football teams.
Yeah.
And they let him in. And, next thing you know, he's running Washington. You know, if you're all of these owners, these 32 owners, it's 32 NFL teams.
Yeah, 32 teams.
And all of them want a considerable amounts of money.
They all do.
They all want money, and they figure if they're in D.C., they're protected from the outside world, that they can cheat because they know they're amongst the heavy hitter cheaters in D.C. And let me just, can I just finish?
Please,
something?
Please.
I just want to just read.
Yes, make
just
the point.
Want to read something.
Yes.
The committee is claiming to hear what the Dan Snyder's excuse is. So they listen to it, and then right after, the committee is sharing documents with the FTC while requesting the commission take any action necessary to make sure the money is returned to its rightful owners.
Yes.
They're not even waiting to hear what Dan says, that he didn't do it and I can prove it. They're going, yeah, I know you can prove it, but we're in the process now of making arrangements for you to return the money.
This is
hilarious.
You, I would like to see this testimony and then Dan Snyder say, excuse me, are you talking about the Commanders or do you mean the Nationals? If you do, we're talking here. I represent the Commanders. Since they made him change the name of the team, use it to your advantage.
I thought you were going to say, are you talking to me?
Yes. He's talking to me?
You talking to me?
My name
is... This is wonderful. I love D.C., Washington, Commander, Redskin. I love the cheating, and I love the backstabbing.
That's great.
I just say there's nothing like it, and the more we can get of it, the better it is for me.
You're proud of Dan Snyder, aren't you?
I love Dan Snyder, and I know was his wife an actress at one time, a long, long time
ago?
Don't know.
I
think she was, and she's she can't show her face anywhere soon, that's for sure.
Well,
this is a good one.
It's a good one over there, and time for you to go out and get some of those uniforms so you can wear either the Redskins, the Commanders, or you could wear the football team uniform.
You know these idiots, what they should have done?
What's that?
They should have wore the old Redskin uniforms
that's
of
it.
Bobby Mitchell.
That's what I would have them do in court, Fred. You're on my legal team. Thank you.
Yes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer, number 89. Glad to have him back with us here in studio.
Yes, great to be back here, and I'm thrilled that there is such larceny and mayhem in the National Football League that is made to convince us, just like ESPN. I'm surprised I haven't seen ESPN yet come to the forefront to defend Dan Snyder's thievery.
They may.
They're going to.
Congress is launching an investigation into the Washington now Commanders' workplace misconduct. They've already done that after the league did not release a report detailing the findings of an independent probe of the Masters. Apparently, the team's misconduct goes beyond the sexual harassment and abuse of employees that's already documented against this team, and now it's also impacted the bottom line of the NFL and other NFL owners since they withheld money on sharing the revenue from the games with the other NFL teams that played there at their home park and with their fans who they needed to do refunds to. So we'll see what happens. This is a breaking story, and we'll keep you posted. We talked about it last week, and look, it's huge now.
Yeah, I love this. You know,
it's really big.
This is. I just noticed this is April. Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for all sports fans to now start to put down notes of your favorite owner. And when Christmas comes this coming year, you can pelt him, bombard him with your favorite Yuletide gifts. This is it. He's going to jail on Christmas, and I'm going to send him a photograph of the possible haircuts that you can get going into jail. That's my contribution,
Dave.
That's
nice.
Yeah, thank you.
That's nice. I'm getting a little bald spot back here. And Sunday,
all right,
I was out at the Unite IE conference that my daughter was attending, and you were supposed to go. And I was sitting at sat at a table on the side, and I like to be on the side sometimes. You can get up and move around and walk out if you want to. And a gentleman, a great guy named Bob Hastings, a fabulous gentleman from KRLA Radio, came over and says, "Mike, we'd like you to sit right here in the front." And I said, "Well, that's okay, Bob. I'm fine here." And he goes, no, we insist. We want you to be there." So I'm sitting right in front of the podium. And while they're taking some pictures of the people at the podium, there was like Larry Elder and Charlie Kirk was great, and Sebastian Gorka was fabulous, so was Larry, and Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield, and all these people were there talking. And I noticed there was a guy seated at the table that had a bald spot on his head, and I said, "Well, I don't believe that's me." And then I did one of these while the camera's on, because I could see the monitor. I would move my head to one side, and I noticed the gentleman there with the bald spot was actually moving his head the same time. I was getting some glare off that. I'm telling you, can we get some powder on that here?
You've got there's some pancake you can carry.
I do that?
You can carry that with you.
I'd love to.
Yeah, put it in your watch pocket and then take a little dab out, and no one will even know it. I won't say anything.
Now, I got a question for you, because you have your Twitter account, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer.
That's for the show. I don't have one for me.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of there. You've done things on there in the past. But here's part of my question here. Apparently, from ESPN, the guy Adam Schefter, he's an insider, and he's apologized because he texted a tweet. He put a tweet out, and after the death of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins, it was in that automobile accident and died.
Yeah.
And in breaking news there about this thing, it was he posted that he said that he had a post about Haskins being killed when he was hit by a vehicle, and this guy Adam Schaefer mentions the former Ohio State standout, and I'm quoting the tweet now, struggling to catch on, meaning that he wasn't into the mainstream yet, struggling to catch on in his NFL career. He since deleted that because a firestorm came up saying, what do you mean, started to catch on or whatever. Here's the thing. If you're going to tweet and you're a guy that's a broadcaster, shouldn't you think about using the same decorum and use the same mentality to say things in a proper way as you would on ESPN, as you would in a tweet? Otherwise, people are going to take that tweet and just rip you apart with it.
That's your profession. Are people justified because the wrong amount of information came through the wrong portal? All we want to hear about is what happened to Dwayne. We love him, and tell us why we'll miss him and all that stuff. And then you go ahead and tag it by just simply saying, you know, he was really struggling to hang on to being a football player.
Oh, yeah, you could say that, you know, he was still trying he was starting his career, and good things were expected. You can say it in so many different ways, and I think everybody, before you tweet, you need to think about it before you put it out there, especially when it's something, you know, as serious as this. Is saying anything stupid is not going to help a guy who's dead.
Well, not only that, but it's bad form. It's not something I think that you want to be attached to as it goes on. People would say, well, that's a hell of a press release. Who came up with that? And what's that about? And why do we need to know that Dwayne Haskins, a football player who was fighting and struggling to continue his career, was what I wanted to know was what was he doing walking on the highway there,
right,
early in the morning like that? What was he doing?
People wanted news and an update to hear what they want and to get the information. I agree with you. And I think that kind of is the first thing you do when you're a reporter. Try to get the facts out and check them before you get them out, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, otherwise you look like you actually look
stupid.
Rob Pelinka, manager of the lowly Lakers.
Yeah.
When he's trying to stumble his way through the press conference.
Oh yeah, we're going to get to that in just a bit here. But continuing with the football, one other story here, and this is. What a difference a year makes. Remember last year preseason, we're worried whether Aaron Rodgers was going to even sign with the Green Bay Packers. We were worried about it. And all they would have had to do was do what I told you I did. I called Spectrum Cable, and I got their corporate office in Green Bay, Wisconsin, even though I'm in Los Angeles, and talked to a nice lady who said I knew Aaron was not going to leave the Green Bay, the Packers, because we live in the same neighborhood and have the same gardeners, and the gardener said he was still doing great things for his home. So there was the key factor. So now, in a recent interview, the Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy said the team thinks that the quarterback Jordan Love can be a good player, but the organization hasn't seen enough from him. So Green Bay, he says, should see plenty of Jordan Love in the preseason because the club's going to get a good look at him during the spring, and that's because Tom Silverman of the Milwaukee Journal said Aaron Rodgers isn't expected to attend the Packers' voluntary offseason program this year. Last year, they were all bunched up about it. Now, Rodgers isn't expected to play there. He's going to be at the mandatory minicamp in June, but he's not going to be at this other one. He's Aaron Rodgers, for gosh sakes. 16 games he played last year. He finished 69% of his passes for over 4,115 yards, 37 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He had a 111.9 passer rating and led the league. And so all this stuff goes down, and now they're not worried, Fred, that he's going to be at that spring camp.
Well, you know something? This is yet another opportunity to pile on stupidity, incompetence. The Green Bay Packer organization, from the very moment they knew that what's the quarterback's name?
Aaron Rodgers.
Every time they knew that Rodgers was not going to show up, what they should have done, they should have championed Love. They should have brought this guy out, introduced him, had a press conference, and say, "This is the guy that we drafted to take this guy's place. If it happens, it's going to be wonderful. If it doesn't happen, that's the way that's life, folks. But this is what we're putting our eggs in, this basket." And as far as Brett Favre and his lineage goes, it's safe. With Aaron Rodgers stumbling around, and I'm of the belief that you've got so many people, general managers in the social marketplace that are just choking on what to say and trying to figure out, gee, what do I do now? And should I say something? Should I make a release of some sort? By the way, I just looked at my notes here, today, and it's really great because we're celebrating how bad the Lakers are.
That's coming up.
I predicted the Lakers would not make the playoff, and I predicted that last summer.
Yeah, you did.
I predicted. I said not only will three idiots bump into one another, they will not have the fortitude and the character to play together and work together to win another championship. As a matter of fact, they're not even going to make the playoffs.
More predictions from Fred Dreyer coming up here in the Sports Lounge. I just think the Packers are handling Aaron Rodgers better this year than they did last year.
Well, yeah, sure. He signed up. Sure, yes. He signed up. He's getting $52 million a year for 4 years.
That's good.
And that's fine. He's getting what he wants. That's wonderful. But you know what? Look how it affects. Look at the washover, the backwash of what it does to Jordan Love. Yeah. That guy needs somebody to step up and support him. And if I'm the Packers, I'm going to do just that.
All right, we'll take a little bit of break. Come back. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network.com. We'll be back.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry. I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works, even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now. Now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Back in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and of course Sirius XM. Glad to have you with us here as we go through the week in sports. So we got playoffs coming up, and a lot of people thought the Lakers surefire, what, champions for 2 years ago now. They fired their coach Frank Vogel after a 30...
I think it's Vogel.
Vogel, I said. Yeah, Frank Vogel. What do you think I said?
Vogel.
No, I said Vogel with a V.
Did you?
Frank Vogel. Yes. You're very critical of my pronunciations, I notice, here on the show.
Well, look, I'm over here.
Mr. Dreyer.
I'm over here, and you're over
the
there.
The correct way to say Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Duray.
Fred Duray.
That's what people in San Diego call me.
Duray. So Frank Vogel with a V, as in Valley. 33-49 season. Now, here's the thing. Last week on the show, Fred, and I'm going to throw it to you right now.
All right.
You mentioned they should not only get rid of Frank Vogel, but you said the general manager, Rob Pelinka. I haven't seen that much from Pelinka here. He's still there, and maybe they should get rid of him. That's what you were calling for. What are your thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, they're not going to do it because you've got Jeannie. I'm writing her name down.
Take it easy. I love Jeannie.
I know you do, but that's mutually exclusive.
Okay.
You just lust for her.
No, that's not
that's
true.
That's the fact.
I like her style of management. I do.
Now, wait just a second.
I'll stand by
it. No.
Go ahead.
How can you stand by that statement with this woman in the face of what she just pulled off?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you first.
Okay.
Looking at her history, let me just have my piece here.
Uh-huh.
I go way back to when she was handling the Los Angeles Strings, and she took the mediocre jobs and turned them into incredible, great pieces of work. And I think she's the best of the bus kids to run this team.
32 years ago.
Yeah, and yeah. She's still the best of the bus kids. So they've had a bad team. She got rid of the coach. Maybe she and Pelinka are talking about this. Maybe she's going to give the heave-ho to him. You don't know yet. So give her a chance, but go ahead now. Now I've said my piece.
That was really a weak presentation.
No, it was solid.
That was a weak presentation.
I put her up against any owner of the NBA and say she does a spectacular job.
Yeah, right. I'll just say two words, Jerry West. Can we move on now?
Well, he's too old now, but I would bring Jerry West back.
No, he's not. He has more common sense.
I would bring him back. I would agree with you.
He has more common sense in his little 80-year-old brain than this woman and Pelinka and all of these people have. And what's the other guys? Rambis and his wife. I'm putting this down, too. Rambis.
You're writing all these down now. Okay, here's Fred, everybody.
Wife. Yeah, because this is the consortium that she goes to decide if she should have a bobblehead night or not. You know, that's what they're good at, and fooling the public that you know, I know we're not winning basketball games like we said we were going to do, so we're going to have a bobblehead night and we're going to give away. We're going to give away LeBron once again in puppet form, beating up on Westbrook. And it's going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be wonderful. And we're going to give that away at halftime of the Denver Nugget game. Jeez Louise. So we have Jeannie, Rambis and his wife, and with Pelinka, and the beat goes on with people. That consortium right there, that trifecta plus one, all of these people are guilty of taking this franchise and stripping it and allowing LeBron and AD You know, anyway, it reminds me of they walked into the into her office, and she says, "So what do we do?" And they said, "Well, here's what we should do. We should bring in the person that LeBron wants most of all, and AD wants most of all, and that's Westbrook." And it's known around the league that Westbrook doesn't fit in. He can only play by getting a rebound and sprinting the length and going and driving to the basket. That's what he's known for, and he slam dunks. That's what he's known for. He's not going to work within the offensive confines of what Frank Vogel wants, or especially of what LeBron wants, to how to run an offense. And you wind up getting a terrible for 82 games.
Well, you're talking about Russell Westbrook, and they're saying in a related story that if there is a slim chance that Russell Westbrook will return to the Lakers next season, he drove a stake through the heart of the idea, because he took some blame for a disappointing season, but also said he wasn't welcomed by the organization, the coach, even his fellow stars.
Sure,
he said
see?
He was never given a fair chance. So I think he's not going to be back. I think if that's the situation there, and I say that the Lakers will come back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, because they're going to sit down with it. I don't think they're through. I think Vogel, if he's the scapegoat and the coach that got to let go, then that happens. Maybe the GM goes as well, too. It depends who the brain trust is in there. I agree with you. I'd like to see Jerry West back.
Palinka's not going to go. I desperately would love to have Jerry back and have him run the show and tell Jeannie to go down to the beach with that actor comedian guy.
Well, I think that I think that Jeannie will make some good decisions here. Give it a chance to see what
you
happens.
Oh, think something's going to hatch?
Prediction. You had your prediction about what would happen.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Are they going to get rid of Westbrook? They have to. They can't bring that guy and that the nucleus of this bad team back again.
I agree with you there. I agree.
To have people say, you know, we really do care for him, and he really means well, so we're going to let him have another shot at ruining a second year in a row.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that a good, solid basketball head in there, like Jerry West, would be incredible. That would be it's like a circle to come back and make things happen. So we'll see what happens.
Well, for her to have KO'd Jerry several years ago with
Phil. That was not her.
Phil.
That was not her.
Who was
that?
That
was Jim Buss. That was not Jeannie. That was
Jim
Buss.
Jim Buss got rid of Jerry West.
Yes.
And people stood by and watched that happen.
Yep.
I don't believe it.
It's the truth.
How do you know that?
Because I know.
How do you know that?
Because Jeannie wasn't owning the team at the time.
That Jim Buss. So you know now that she's now that she's going to get when you ask who were the people that signed off on Russell Westbrook, it's going to be Jeannie, and it's going to be Rambus and his wife. And it's going to be...
Jeannie's the owner now. So give her a chance to see what she puts together. They won the championship 2 years ago. They've stunk the last couple of years. She's got a lot of her dad in her. She's going to turn it around and say, I'm not putting up with it. She stormed out a couple of games.
We'll find out if she has a lot of Dr. Buss.
Jeannie, don't let me down. It's my prediction.
We'll see.
I got a sale for you here, because I know you got some extra cash. So... there's a baseball team for sale. And again, I head back to Washington, D.C. Apparently, the Washington Nationals, and I think it's a steal, Fred. They're valued at $2 billion by Forbes magazine and the Lerner family. They've owned the Washington Nationals since 2006. They're exploring the possibility of selling the baseball franchise.
Okay.
Are you a taker or not?
No, I don't want nothing to do with these people.
Dave Martinez, the manager, heard about this, and he said, well, your dad, Ted Lerner, said years ago that the family would never sell the team, and now it looks like the team possibly is going to be sold.
Well, good. Get them out. We don't. Let's get another mustachioed criminal in there to own the team.
Now, there was a survey out, and they surveyed. It was a preview of the upcoming season. The upcoming season's highest selling teams and games, and they were the highlights were from StubHub, and apparently the Dodgers have the number one most committed fan base of any Major League Baseball team. Now I question that at first because everybody on the East Coast says, well, Dodger fans get up and they leave before the game's over. Yeah, the Dodger fans are committed. 31% of the Dodger fans have purchased tickets to multiple games in the past 5 years on StubHub. California ranks number one on StubHub's list of U.S. states, boasting the highest Major League Baseball fans, accounting for 17% of the total sales. The Dodgers-Giants rivalry is the number two most in-demand Major League Baseball rivalry on StubHub. You know what the number one rivalry is?
Giants.
Giants-Dodgers are number two.
Giants and Dodgers.
So number one would
Yankees
be?
Yankees and the Red Sox.
You got
buddy.
It, buddy. That is it. That's number one, the Red Sox-Yankees. And the Angels... most in-demand game of this season is their opening day against Houston Astros. Their average ticket price, $107 they made from that, so they were the highest one there. And the Cincinnati Reds, LA Dodgers opening game on April 14th was the number six most in-demand opener of the year. So here's the teams. They're top 10 teams of in-demand Major League Baseball teams. Number 10, the Padres. Number 9, the Phillies. Number 8, the Dodgers. 7, the Cubs. 6, the Mets. 5, the Cardinals. 4, the Giants. 3, the Red Sox. 2, the Yankees. Number 1, the Atlanta Braves. StubHub's 2022 top 10 in-demand for tickets Major League Baseball teams.
That's based off of last year.
That's based off this year for StubHub. This year, for the opening of at the beginning of the season. Things will change, but that's this year's survey. You would think the Braves are number one. They're the world champions, right? So they're going to – people go crazy. The Red Sox and Yankees are there. And while they say the Dodgers are have a committed fan base, they're number eight. You know, San Diego has come up big time. They're number 10. What are they, 30 teams? These are the top 10. Padres, Phillies, Dodgers, Cubs, Mets, Cardinals, Giants, Red Sox, Yankees, and Braves. So those are your big pulling teams. Now, if Dan Snyder's in charge, these teams probably not getting their cut of the gate.
I'm sure he signs off on all this.
Probably not getting their cut of the gate. That's it.
I'm sure he's not.
Just taking care. All right, let's get to some. We got a little fan mail and stuff here for you.
We don't have any fan mail.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Oh, yeah. It was given to me probably to surprise you so we can go through it a little bit. Here is Vicky writes to you, Fred, and says, Mr. Dreyer, I have watched Hunter for a long time.
Uh-oh.
It's one of the best shows of all times, in my opinion.
Oh.
I think you and Stephanie made a great pair. How sad to see her leave off the show, but I understand why she did this. It's probably really corny to you, but I just think you're one of the greatest actors of all time. I just wanted to say hello and hope you're doing well.
What a wonderful compliment. Thank you.
It's from Vicky there, a big fan of yours. And,
thanks, Vic.
You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at championshipradionetwork.com.
Very, very nice. Thank you.
ATL fan says, Hunter was one of my favorite old shows. Fred Dreyer was a great actor for an old football player right up there with Alex Karras. So...
Alex.
I think that's a compliment to you.
It's supposed to be.
I wouldn't call him an old football player. He can still bring it. All right, we'll get to more.
We can do it. We can dig.
Yeah, we can dig that. We got it down there. We can put that together. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little more fan mail for you. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and, of course, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. This is the Sports Lounge on Sports Byline, CRN Talk Radio, and Sirius XM. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Thank you for your fan mail when you sent it in to us at freddreyer@crntalk.com. We got some questions here that I held over from last week. And here's a football question for you. This comes to us from Aaron. And the question is, what was your least favorite, Fred Dreyer, your least favorite NFL stadium to play in? Least favorite football stadium?
A Vet Stadium in Philadelphia.
Vet Stadium in Philly? Why?
It was a concrete slab.
Yep.
And I think, I would swear, that they when it rained and snowed the first time and froze all of the supportive underground or undersurface rubber paddings.
Really?
They did not replace it or upkeep it at all.
Wow.
And it was literally like running on green cement.
Oh,
terrible. No, it was really terrible.
No traction, no nothing.
No, but there was a lot of them that way. But yeah. I was with the Giants. We played them twice, once in Yankee Stadium and once in Philly. And it was... it was one of the worst experiences I had.
Part two of Aaron's questions, he said, did you have a favorite football team growing up? Who did you follow?
The Philadelphia Eagles. No, although I did follow them in 59 when they won the world championship to beat Green Bay in the championship game. Let's see. It was the Rams, and it was the Colts, and it was the 49ers. I followed the 49ers because I liked the uniforms and And Gordy Soltaw was their play-by-play guy on TV. He's really...
Gordy Soltaw?
Yeah.
There's some good play-by-play guys in the play. We should talk about some. We got to get some guests on the show. We'll be doing that here.
Well, you know, Dan Fouts' father was...
Really?
Was a play-by-play guy.
Mr. Fouts?
Yep.
All right, we're going to say so long to you. The show is flowing by here today. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's always a pleasure being here with you, Mike.
Good to be with you, Fred. See you next week.